ASX-listed oil and gas company Kalima Energy, stock code CE1, is accelerating towards production in the Montney, Canada's hottest energy province. See more at kalimaenergy.com or search stock code CE1.
131873 is the number, 2gb.com, 4bc.com.au. It is a Friday afternoon here leading into the Australia Day weekend. Now, of course, Monday is a holiday. Chris is back on Monday, so his first day back for 2019 is on Monday. I still haven't quite worked out why it's a holiday on Monday, because there's almost a holiday air around the place today. Tomorrow is going to be a huge day across the country. There are going to be citizenship ceremonies and commemorations of Australia being held everywhere. And I really love Australia Day. I think we do it very, very well in this country. Those who bother to look, and there are things happening in your own backyard, so I'd urge you to go and get involved. One thing that does happen every Australia Day, and look, is the Australia Day honours, the honours list. And I touched on this yesterday, because I've had a long-standing view when I look through the list, and I always try to dig through and find people who I've never heard of, who might be referred to there as having worked in a local hospital auxiliary, or maybe do Meals on Wheels. And on the occasions when you've been able to speak to them, you find, in fact, they've had to have their arm twisted to accept the award, and you find they've done decades of work within their community, and that they are a pillar of their community, often in regional areas. Now, there are other people who you see, well, they get the award because they may have been the head of a department or they've been a judge, and there's almost a pecking order as you look through it. Judith Sloan, I pick up the Australian today, and I think, well, this is what I was saying yesterday. Too many people who simply do their jobs are awarded, whereas the local selfless and substantial contributions of many ordinary folk are simply overlooked. One of our best-known economists is Nicholas Gruen. He's at the Business School at the University of Technology, Sydney. He's written about this today. He's talked about some so thus far unpublished research that's been done by Lateral Economics, his firm, where they've dug into the awards and they've gone back some years and had a look at the references in the awards and the biographies and some of the things that I've just referred to. The tips as to what the person was rewarded for. I thought we'd talk to him about it today. Nicholas Gruen, good afternoon.
G'day, John.
Yeah, I mean, I did this yesterday in the context of saying, look, talking about quotas, gender quotas is possibly off the mark. We should be looking at the whole idea of these awards being on merit, because it doesn't look to me as though they are.
Yeah, I agree with that. And whenever I see the idea of quotas for women, I'm not that hostile to them, but I always think, well, actually, that's if we address that by in that sort of way, we'll actually paper over the problem.
Yeah,
because it's not just women. It's since I published an article this morning, I've had an incredible number of comments about things I haven't even thought about. Like, for instance, the ethnic makeup of those names is still amazingly British. There's ethnicity, there's gender, and the point you make is the one I think is the most central one, which is that awards like these, you don't give them to people who already have the haves of the world, the judges, the heads of departments. If they've done some incredible thing, perhaps, so the vice chancellor of the person who's now the vice chancellor of the ANU picked himself up a Nobel Prize. Well, he's probably a bit happier with that than his companion of the Order of Australia. But if you want to give him one of those, that's fine. That's serious. That's seriously excellent. Yep. But most of these guys are not. They're people who get well regarded. They don't offend too many people, and we give them the highest honours. And then, meanwhile, people are really, as you say, the pillar of their community. The embodiment of selflessness, the embodiment of what a lot of people think of as the Australian character, and if they're lucky, they'll get the bottom rung. So there are four rungs, AC, AO, AM, and Order. OAM is the shortening, and
yep.
The community people, if they're lucky, they usually need a bit of profile, and then they'll get an OA in.
Yeah, and the process is people have to be nominated. So someone who's working away quietly, and they may be working in an area where people don't think about this and aren't aware of what the process is. So they might think, gee, Frieda would have been quite good, or Fred might be quite good for an award, but they don't realise they've got to nominate Fred and go through a process.
It's quite a process. It takes my wife nominated an amazing fellow, and we got him. He's 92 and he still takes kids athletics kids at schools overseas for athletics competitions. Can you believe that? And we got him an award. I think it was the bottom rung award. You know, I mean, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Somebody else told me of somebody they knew who did a lot of research on young people in courts. And showed better ways that courts could do things, which those courts got picked up.
Yep.
And she just emailed me telling me that she'd tried to nominate this guy for an award, was never given any reasons by government house as to why he wasn't given the award, but was also told never to speak about it. Now, I haven't identified her or the potential awardee, but it's all a completely opaque story, and this guy probably got off somebody's nose.
Yeah, that's interesting you say that, because I'm tempted to use the name, because if I use the name, people hearing this would be absolutely gobsmacked, because this is one of the highest profile best people in the entire country. Mm. And somebody rang me, this is a few years ago, and said, I'm nominating this person. I said, all right, I'm happy to add my thing. Don't say too much about it. We hope we'll get him up this time. I said, what do you mean this time? And he said, we've tried twice before. And I said, are you serious? I was amazed. I was shocked.
And you don't know whether he knocked it back.
I know he didn't knock it back. He didn't knock it back there. I know he was rejected because there's a political element to it that comes into it. And I'm not talking about political politics. I'm talking about church politics, which is another story. Yeah. I was absolutely shocked. Yeah. All you did here, from what I can understand, you looked at the biographies that we see, and we'll be able to read them tomorrow when they come out. But now you're getting some of these stories fleshed out as a result of having written
this. That's right. So what we did is we looked from all the way back to 2013, and we asked the question, what gender are they? And is there anything in their bio that clearly indicates that they have done work which didn't get them any rewards in terms of, you know, work outside their own jobs for the benefit of the community? And essentially, only a quarter of people who receive awards even have that in their bio.
Mm.
And of the ones who, and then if you look at where they're most likely to get it, they're most likely to get the lowest award, the OAE, you have over 30% of those people who do work in the community, and it's last year it was less than 20% of the people who got the highest awards had anything in their bio. Now, of course, you know that's a sample. You know, there will be people who have got things and it's not in their bio, but that's a reasonable sample and it's all pretty statistically significant.
Exactly. And you're going to be able to flesh it out. And the truth is, and as I said earlier, there's also a lot of people that don't want the recognition and feel a bit embarrassed by it. They're the ones that are probably worthy of being highlighted because they're very Australian, aren't they? They go they do their thing.
Absolutely.
And in the way, every Australian's only got 24 hours in a day. So if you're giving time, it doesn't matter how rich you are, how poor you are, that time, we've only got a certain amount, all of us, and if you're giving time, that's really important, isn't it?
Well, I wrote this, I'm an economist, but I wrote this from a sort of, from a values base, in the sense that I said, this isn't consistent with my values, but the editor of the article was Peter Martin, the economics correspondent, and he said, well, from an economic point of view, this is just dumb, because you've got this resource of something that people feel good about, and why would you give it to people who are going to do that anyway?
Who are
already rewarded for that?
Yep.
This is an opportunity to influence people to say, if it makes any difference to them, most of the people do it for their intrinsic motivation, but if it makes any difference to them, they're going to say, well, I want to be known for someone who wasn't just successful, but who really gave back and who really tried to help people as part of that. And that was, again, that's a sort of an old idea we have. I'm 60, sadly, But
so you're sort of you're approaching middle age.
Oh, exactly right, exactly right. And well, I get younger. I get 1 year younger every year, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah, give me another decade, yep. And I'll be in my 40s. But this was a. It was when I was a kid. It was a kind of a normal thing to you, kind of top of your career at 55, 60, and yep. then you spend progressively more time at yep. Rotary and those kinds of things, giving back. Now, I mean, I haven't got any numbers for you to tell you that's dying out. It's not dying out, but it's not nearly as, excuse me, it's not nearly as sort of normal and just expected in the community. We tend to just fall yep. out at people who yep. are mega successful. And I think that's a bit of a pity.
I think that, I think you've made a great contribution to Australia Today. It's on the Conversation website, and I suspect you're going to have an even better story with the feedback you've got. Thank you so much for what you've had to say today.
Thanks very much.
Have a good weekend too. Nicholas Gruen there. It's Lateral Economics is his firm, but his piece has been published on the Conversation website. You can go and have a look there, and I think he's going to have some very interesting stories. If you've got, you may have an experience of this, of someone you've nominated in the past, or someone perhaps you've nominated that didn't get the gong, which makes no sense at all. You might like to share your thoughts with us, 131873.